Welcome to episode 86 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As many of you know, this past weekend saw Goodwood in West Sussex once again play host to its revival event. Now, for those of you that don't know, this is always an excellent vintage-themed show spanning 3 days and something of a photographer's dream, with opportunities for making great pictures everywhere you look. In this week's show, I'm in full editing mode after the event, sat at my computer, sharing a few thoughts about what I got up to whilst under commission from Goodwood once again. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 86. The time, as I sit here and look at my watch, is just after midnight, and I'm in my office. Now, I don't make a great habit of sitting in my office at midnight. If I can do office work within office hours, then that's really a good thing. However, there is a need sometimes, or fairly often, to put in extra hours, and those of you that have heard me speaking before or have spoken to me in person will know that for the last goodness knows how many years my average day has been 12 to 15, 18 or more hours. The reason I'm sat in my office is because I have to edit my pictures from Goodwood. Not all this evening, but I have a number of days set aside for editing and preparing the images, and I thought now would be as good a time as any just to have a bit of a catch up and think about what happened at the Goodwood Revival this year. Now, I should probably put a little caveat on this recording. It has been brought to my attention recently that on a number of occasions, I have been known to yawn quite a lot in my podcast recordings, usually because I am obviously tired, but heading back from events or from shoots or what have you. And natural reaction when you're tired is to yawn. So I guess my attempt at stifling my yawns this evening is in response to Tim. And Tim, I know you listen, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about here. Let's talk about Goodwood. The Goodwood Revival is an event that happens every year. I shoot it every year, as well as the Festival of Speed. And Goodwood is in West Sussex, for those of you that don't know, and the Revival is a vintage theme event. There is motor racing, vintage cars. Everyone is encouraged to dress in period costume. If you were to go there and you were wearing jeans and a t-shirt, you would stick out quite noticeably. So, you know, everyone is encouraged to get involved. My brief, it varies every year, but essentially I'm shooting for publicity, for sponsors' reports, for Goodwood's own use. My pictures go into the picture library, and they then get used in various marketing. As I say, sponsors ask for pictures for their reports. Pictures go all over the world. I never really see where they end up unless I get tipped off, or Goodwood let me know that my pictures have been used in one of their glossy books or brochures or what have you. But I'm just going to think a little bit about this year's event, because there were a few things which were slightly different. And in front of me here, I've got my my screen, and I'm just looking at the first set of pictures which relate to the Friday. It's a Friday to a Sunday is the event. Long days, starting at around about, getting up around about 6, 6:30 on the first day, rounding off around about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. There is then the need to back images up. After that, I always do that in the evening. So, you know, pretty long days. But the Friday is always just a bit of a
just an opportunity to just to kind of find my bearings, sort of see what's around, anything that's new, keeping an awareness of what's around. Obviously, if the light is, as it was on this occasion, a little bit flat, you know, you still shoot stuff, but invariably, if the lighting is that dull or if it should be raining, those are not the sort of pictures that are really going to get used. So I don't tend to shoot a great deal in those conditions. There's time over the course of the weekend to make things up. Now, just to let you know, my technical approach to the Goodwood events and the revival there was pretty much as is often the case with my social or documentary style photography. Typically, a couple of cameras, but mostly shooting on a Nikon D3 with either a 24-25 or an 80-200 lens on there. I actually didn't use much flash at all. I think over the course of the whole weekend this year, I think I probably shot about 8 pictures using flash. The rest was all existing light. The event itself is held at the Goodwood Motor Circuit, which sees a lot of action through the year with track days and motoring clubs and goodness knows what, that sort of thing. Excuse me. But that is the base. But more and more, over the other side of the road, you've got the entrance to the motor circuit and then the road obviously there, and the other side of the road, there are things like there's a fairground and there's some bars with live music, entertainment, some stalls. There's a car park for classic cars and what have you. So that was part of my brief. I'll explain a little bit more about that in a while. But just looking at these initial shots, I started off the day with, or the weekend with, a few sort of grab shots and just following the action, you know, people, what was going on, trying to get a mix of pictures which were sort of head and shoulder shots, some that are slightly wider, some which are on the 80-200, just picking out headshots in the crowd, really nice. On the Saturday, it's a case that you have a ladies' day, so you know, ladies dress in their finest vintage attire, really striking. And when the sun does shine, it's just fantastic. You always get some really, really nice pictures there. So I started the weekend off with some of those outdoor shots, and then they have what is a recreation of the Earl's Court Motor Show. And that was all just ambient light. And I actually shot that on a number of occasions over the course of the weekend, visiting there. And you've got sort of the likes of Maserati that have a range of cars there. And, you know, they're sort of like show, not showgirls. I don't know what you call them, really. Just girls there sort of dressed up as... I don't know the correct term for it. Just promotional girls, I guess, in the true style. But just getting a sense of what was going on with that. One of the things with the Earl's Court area is that you have sort of a display of cars in the middle, and then essentially it's a one-way system in that everyone walks around the... around a pathway, as it were. It's all carpeted and it's all undercover. Everyone walks around in one direction across throughout the whole of the building, looking at various cars that are on display and what have you. That's all very well photographing that with, as I say, a range of lenses and just handheld and what have you, but invariably you're going to be shooting at high ISO, and then you have the issue of noise if that becomes a consideration. So having got an initial set of pictures on that first day, I then went back the second day on the Saturday with a tripod, and this was one of the two my two perhaps favorite sets of pictures from the event. And I haven't actually edited or really looked at these yet properly, but I had my camera mounted on a tripod and just worked with longer exposures. So you had the static objects, the cars and stands or what have you. And then I just, with exposure times, which were everything from around about a quarter of a second, ranging up to, I think it was around about 15 seconds at the most, just allowed me to show the blur of people walking around. And it was just really nice. So you get that kind of sea, or almost like a mist of bodies, as it were, where you can make out that it is people. But it just adds, I think, just adds a really nice atmosphere to convey. And of course, you're always trying to tell a story and what have you, to convey the numbers of people walking around and what have you. So much more atmosphere, I think, than the shots which are high ISO and, you know, quite static. So that was kind of, you know, something I haven't done before. I thought I'd try that this year, and I've got to say I'm really happy. Even before I have, you know, looked at them properly on the computer, I obviously had a look on the back of the camera. But yeah, really, really happy with that. And I actually took a couple of snaps on my phone, using the camera on my phone, just by way of sort of behind the scenes. So what I'm aiming to do is actually put some posts together on the Active Photographer website in the coming days, when I get the chance, just to kind of talk a bit more in depth about that. Now, I probably should say, a lot of people sort of wonder, well, when are those posts going to go live and what have you? As I sit here, because of my commitments with editing and what have you, this week's podcast, as I record this, is, well, technically it's pushing into the early hours of Tuesday morning, but obviously thinking logically, it was the Monday. Realistically, I always give over the Monday to the Wednesday, and possibly a bit of Thursday over to editing, and then the pictures are usually delivered on the Wednesday or the Thursday. So this whole follow-up, I had 3 days of shooting and then another 3 or 4 days of editing. So the blog posts that I will be, and all the behind the scenes material, I might get the odd picture sort of put up along the way, but essentially, we're looking into the following week, next week, for that. So just bear with me, if you would. So the low light stuff was really good. I was really pleased with that. I'm just going to skip through the pictures here. I've got, I'm looking at these through Camera Raw, which regular listeners will know I use a lot. Some, the character actors, they were really nice. Some abstract pictures, some detail shots. Again, trying to get in branding is always really important. So, for example, the areas where BMW had a very strong presence, getting their sort of logo in there and what have you, that's really nice. There are garages there that have been set up in sort of, you know, to look like old garages from the 30s, 40s, 50s, what have you. Always looking for textures and the colour and variety, that's really nice. There's one shot I've got here actually, which shows a sign. It says BP Motor Spirit, and that's kind of attached to some sort of essentially scaffolding, what have you. But this was an occasion when it was raining and I was still out there taking the shots. But although that shows a little bit of sort of essentially white or bland sky, you've got the corrugated roofs behind this sign, and you can actually see that the camera has frozen the rain in the air, and it really stands out from the darker areas in the background. So, you know, even when the rain does come down, I'm still looking for opportunities and shots like that. Yeah, it's funny looking through this set of pictures. I get through about halfway through my edit, and I think on this day, just to double check, I think I started off with around about 700, about 716 pictures. That's the ones that I actually kept on the cards. So, of course, some of them I kind of deleted as I went along because I just wasn't happy with the picture, or someone might have blinked at the last minute, or that sort of thing. So 700 odd pictures, those were whittled down to a short list of 347, and this is just for the Friday. And so I'm sort of sat here now, or will be sat here working on through those, but I'm about halfway through that set, and all of a sudden the pictures have sunlight in them. It's lovely, really bright, colourful pictures. People, there's an aviation area where people look at these classic aeroplanes. Just really, really nice. Just long lens shots, bit of branding, the RAC, the Royal Automobile Club, I believe that is. They were sponsoring Earl's Court, the Earl's Court display this year. So there were people walking around with the bags that had been given out, like canvas, sort of canvas reusable bags. So again, just recording detail shots, not even showing people necessarily, just showing the bags, but, you know, hanging off people's shoulders and what have you. So yeah, just kind of loads of stuff in the sunshine, again making the most of it while the sun was out, and it was really nice, very contrasty, but as long as you kind of you know how to handle the exposure and the difference between the light and the dark areas, really great opportunities. I also went back to this area that was sort of sponsored by BMW, corrugated buildings with some really nice tin like advertising signs on there, shadows from, I presume, sort of metalwork or what have you, sort of cast across one or two of them. Just really, really nice. Then I've just looked, I went back into the Earl's Court, so again it's sort of back and forth a lot. Then I shot a bit of motor racing, actually going around the track, sort of. I was opposite the chicane on the track. I used to do a lot of the track stuff, but actually I don't do so much of it now. But on this occasion, I think it was the first time they actually had I don't know if they actually called it a night race or an evening race. So the shots were actually started off with the beautiful sun just setting on the trees opposite, as you look into the chicane, there's the grandstand, or one of the grandstands there, with the sun setting there, and the chicane's actually in a shadow. But as those shots went on, and this was, I think it was an hour and... I can't remember now. It was around about an hour long, or an hour and something, this race. And the light was gradually fading and gradually fading. Of course, I was putting the ISO up to help cope with that and to freeze the action. Still trying to get movement in the wheels of the cars, but freezing them, the cars in motion as they're coming around the chicane. On that occasion, I had my D3 with the 80-200, but with a 2x converter, a teleconverter, just to bring... that essentially doubles up the focal length, allows me to get closer to the action. One thing I've mentioned in the past, but for those of you who don't know, teleconverters are very handy. They're very good accessories. They're essentially a lens, but termed, I guess, as an accessory. But with the 2x converter, you do lose 2 f-stops of light. So that is a consideration. So you have to adjust. Excuse me. You have to adjust and compensate for that. But really happy with those shots. And actually, the following morning, I was talking to a colleague who works, who's a journalist, works for a number of the vintage car magazines. And he knew that I had been shooting that particular race, and he couldn't be there for whatever reason, and asked me if he could look at the shots from that race. And long story short, I have supplied a couple of pictures, technically yesterday, the Monday, to him, to just... going through him to accompany some of his pictures from the revival, which will go into I think it's Classic Car Weekly is the magazine, I believe. So that's good. That's a little bit of extra revenue generated, which I wasn't expecting. It won't be a lot. Those pictures generally for the magazines don't make huge money. But again, it's really nice to see pictures being used. It's nice to see your work in print. And it helps... it helps with that networking, you know, sort of building those connections that I have. It's always a good thing. So that was really good. That was quite, it was a nice surprise. So those shots really, to the point where it was almost, you know, when I walked away from the event, it was, you know, dark. That was really nice. So that's just a selection there. I just wanted to talk about the something else which was new to my brief this year, and I'm just going to take a sip of water because I can feel my throat getting a little bit dry. As a lot of you will know, I drink a lot of water, and especially when I'm working late, I find that I don't drink a lot of caffeine. Caffeine does what it should to perk me up when it needs to. It's always good, but I actually find that drinking water throughout the night if I'm working late is it's actually really good. Anyway, that's just an aside. So part of my brief, something different, was there's, as I've mentioned before, there's this fairground area over the other side of the road outside. I've actually got in front of me here, I've got my brief, and there was something on here which says, over the road, as it's known, in the evening with lights, music, band sponsored by Butlins. And over here, for those of you who don't know, in the UK we have a great institution, I suppose you'd call it, Butlins. It was basically set up as holiday camps for families to enjoy, to have a holiday. And this goes back, I'm not going to even guess at the date, but it's, you know, sort of ties in, the heyday of this was ties in with when the revival is set, as it were. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, and as I said, I'm only doing this from memory and guessing. I think the way that Billy Butlins set up, is it Billy Butlin or Butlins? I forget now. He set it up so that, I think it was something along the lines of, families should be able to have an affordable holiday on, was it on 1 month's wages? Something like that. Someone, I'm sure, will correct me, and that's fine. But yeah, so it's a Butlins, you know, been going a long time. People are familiar in this country with the name. But yeah, so it says here, over the road in the evening with lights, music, band sponsored by Butlins, bars and the fairgrounds. So I went out there with two cameras, actually. I had my D3, and I also borrowed to try out a D7000, which a lot of you will know I've been contemplating whether to purchase this camera as a second body, and also because it shoots video and I want to be shooting more behind the scenes stuff for you. So again, with an 80-200 and a 24-85, but with my tripod, and chucked a load of bits in a rucksack, a photography rucksack, and off I went. And that was about, I went over there about, I guess it was about 7:15, something like that, and the light was you know, starting to set behind the trees, so just the very last bit of light in the day. And I just got some amazing, lovely pictures, because I love working in twilight. I love nighttime photography, as a lot of you will know, and I had mentioned to the people that I speak to at Goodwood ahead of the event, just as a passing comment, saying, look, you know, bear in mind, if you want nighttime stuff, I'm more than happy to do that. I don't mind that, you know. By the time that wrapped up, it was about 9 o'clock. By the time I finished there, it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. So it was, made it a long day, but it was so worth it just for those pictures. And I kind of lost myself in it a little bit, and just, you know, I started off with the 80-200 on the tripod, and of course, because it's a longer lens, it's the lens itself which you mount to the tripod. Because if you were to mount the camera body to the tripod with such a long lens on there, you are putting additional stress on the lens mount, or the mount, the camera mount, and that's never a good thing. So just really nice, and the tripod for that, just that you know, was a Gitzo Traveler Series 2 or Series 2 Traveler. Really nice carbon fiber tripod, lightweight but very sturdy, works very well. I am discovering, because as I said, I've got it on test and have been using it for quite some time now, I've really got used to how quick it is working in the evenings when your hands are cold or what have you. Anyway, started off with some really nice long lens shots, picking out like the Helter Skelter or the what do you call it, like the carousels, the ride, there were Dodgem rides going on. But essentially, a bit like with the Earl's Court shots, picking out elements which are absolutely stationary, but allowing the shutter speeds to record the movement. And again, just working with this natural light, if it's a long lens shot and I'm shooting through and past people in the foreground, lots of colour, lots of brightness with the you know, the attractions there, but just these kind of, not exactly ghostly, but where the light picks up these shadowy people in the foreground that are out of focus, really, really nice. And just, you know, sometimes you'll shoot pictures where even before you've put them on the computer, you just know you've nailed that shot that you're after. But B, it's just, there's something really nice about ambient light at that time of day, which I find it, I don't know how to say it. I get excited by it, I guess, insofar as it's just, we're so used to trying to control light and add additional lighting with flashlights or studio lights, and you have all the wireless technology for that. But just, you know, working with the light that is there in nature at the end of the day, same with first thing in the morning, it's just wonderful. I loved it, really, really enjoyed that. And I can't wait to work through those pictures and prepare those. And I know that the powers that be at Goodwood are really looking forward to those, because it's something a little bit different. And regular listeners will know, and I will link to this, of course, in the show notes, I have shot at the Festival of Speed earlier in the year, in previous years, around the paddock areas, with all the cars under wraps at night. And that's usually around 10:30, 11 or later, when there is no ambient light, so it's just the floodlights. And as I said, I've spoken as I've been walking around. I had hoped maybe to have done that on this occasion, but because it was a fairground and there was live music and all the rest of it, it was just too noisy, and you wouldn't have wouldn't have made for a very good recording, unfortunately. So I had to forego that. But that was just, I think, the two, there were, from memory, there were three highlights to the show for me in terms of photographs that I shot. One was those long exposures in the Earl's Court display. The second was on the following day, was the nighttime or the twilight shots at the fairground there, just because there's so much variety, and I've only just kind of, you know, scraped the surface of that. You know, I shot some portraits as well of people in their, you know, their costumes, bouncing up those lights with just a little burst of flash, just more than anything, just to see how well the D7000 copes with the pop-up flash which is on there, which is quite handy actually. And yes, that was really good. And the third shot were, again, just complete grab shots. There's this, like, junior, like, pedal car section, and they'd set up, like the paddocks almost, like, but scaled down for the kiddies in their pedal cars and their vintage kind of, what was it, like, Morris Minor or sort of whatever cars, Austin cars. And everything was, like, scaled down. So, you know, to walk into, like, they had, like, a sign that said scrutineering and race officials and what have you. You had to, you know, bend down and crouch to go under there if you wanted to see the cars or take pictures. And there are these two little kiddies who are, I guess they're about 6 or 7, and they're all there in their white Goodwood overalls, and they had, like, these like these fake moustaches, which are really good. And I took a grab shot, and there's a sign that said officials on this desk which they were sat, and I got a quick grab shot. And they were just sort of obviously talking between themselves. And it looked in the shot, and it was very deliberate the way I shot it, it looked as though they're in a kind of a heated debate, as if they were trying to make a decision about a race or something. It was brilliant. But then I approached them, and they had a couple of flags, a checkered flag and a Union flag, or Union Jack, as a lot of people would think of it. So I kind of draped those just over the front of the desk. And I stood back with the 80-200 with an exposure of, I don't know, it's probably about a 250th of a second at f8, something like that, all daylight. And they were just a few frames, such nice, sort of amusing little shots. And that for me, those shots were within my top three, I think, from memory with this event. Now, a lot of you, just to round things off, a lot of you will be wondering how I got on with the D7000. Not surprisingly, I did find it quite a bit slower than the D3, as you would expect. There are no surprises there. The focusing did hunt around quite a bit, even with the autofocus assist mechanism that came with the little flash when I was using that with some people that were dancing in a marquee. Wasn't too impressed with that, to the point where I kind of was comparing it to the last camera that I had along those lines, that level, which was a D200. And I'm not sure that the D200, which was a few years ago, was any slower. In fact, I think it almost might have been a bit better, a bit quicker with the locking onto the focus in those conditions. So, no surprises. Am I totally convinced? Not yet. Watch this space, as they say. But, yeah, so hopefully, I mean, there's loads that I could be talking about, you know, as I record this. And of course, looking at the time, it's just after 12:30. And I'm very conscious that I should be getting on with editing, because I've only got a finite number of days before this all needs to be wrapped up and delivered. And I must get on with that. So, just to round things off then, hopefully that has given you a bit of an insight into this year's revival and what it is to shoot events like this. Of course, a lot of you are going to have questions. I'm sorry I couldn't catch up with some of you. I know that went to the event. Some of you, I found this out after, like during today through Twitter and Facebook, what have you. Tim, it was great to catch up with you again. Always a pleasure. And yeah, any questions you guys might have, do let me know. I'm always happy to answer. If there's anything you don't agree with that I've mentioned, or something that you would maybe do it differently, always happy to talk over technique. That's part of the beauty of photography. What I love about it is that there's so many ways of shooting pictures, and everyone is different, and everyone shoots differently. And it's nice to compare notes. And yeah, the other thing, of course, with the revival, walking around there, it's given me ideas about some shoots that I want to put together. And again, it's another watch this space moment, just as soon as I've got time to try and orchestrate some of these things, because this week is basically written off for editing, so it'll all start again next week. Anyway, on that note, I will leave it there, and yeah, get on with the hours and hours of editing which lie ahead of me.
So, the next few days will see me mostly office-bound, working away to get my Goodwood pictures edited and submitted. Once that's done, I'll be turning my attentions to putting together those behind-the-scenes articles to share with you as soon as I can. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.